أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to another day of the blessed month of Ramadan and another day of our series of Ramadan reflections. Today being the 13th day of this blessed month of Ramadan, we are just about reaching the two-week period of this blessed month. And we hope and pray that we've been able to achieve some level of piety of God within these last almost 2 weeks. And that we ask God for the ability to continue to engage in worship and thought and contemplation in the 2 weeks that are remaining of this blessed month. Today, in the theme of Ramadan Reflections, we want to look at the topic of quality of work, not quantity. Before we go to the verse, it's important for us to understand and appreciate the fact that God does not look at how much we do. It's not about the quantity of worship. It's not about the quantity of charity, of money that we give. It's not really about the quantity of time that we devote to good actions, to helping other people, to fulfilling our obligations to God and to humanity. Rather, it's always about quality. It's not a quantitative measurement that God will give us. He won't say, for example, on the Day of Judgment, well, this individual donated, let's say, a total sum of $1 million in his life. And this other individual, they only gave $300 as contributions or donations. No, it won't be about how much was given, but rather it will be about the intention, the quality of what was given, the quality in terms of the metaphysical worth of that particular, whether it be financial gift or time that was given or what have you. Let us first go back to the verse to read and listen to the verse for today, and then we'll come back with a better understanding of the verse that we want to look at from chapter number 18, Suratul Kahf, and then the translation, and then we'll come back and do a brief reflection on this for this blessed day of the month of Ramadan. Allah says the following statement in the Quran. That we may test them as to which of them is the most excellent in respect of performing the noblest deeds. As we said, one of the themes that the Quran speaks about in multiple passages is the fact that our examination in life, the reason why we were put here, the tests that you and I go through, are not to show how much we can do, but rather with what sincerity, what intention can we do those actions? When Allah says in this verse, when God says that He is testing us of which of us is, as He says, ahsanu amalan, the best in conduct, the best in actions, scholars of the Quran give us a two-pronged understanding of this portion of the verse. At first level, they say this ahsanu amalan, this best of actions, it refers to what we call taqwa, the fear of God, the awareness of God, the awe of God within our lives. That when we do actions, when we, you know, not only our five daily prayers or fasting as we are doing right now in this month of Ramadan, or whether it be the Hajj pilgrimage or charity or goodness to family or helping our neighbors, any of these good actions, why are we doing them? Am I giving money to my mosque? To my religious center? Am I promoting, supporting educational projects such as videos like this or books which are being published? Am I doing so to have my name written on the plaque of the mosque that I donated that $1 million? Am I donating for the publication of Islamic literature so my name can be emblazoned on the website that I donated an amount for this particular project or for any Islamic work for that matter, or any humanitarian work actually, to take it to another level? Am I doing so for all of that, or am I doing it because of the fact that God has given me wealth? God has given me the ability to go to school, to get an education, to have a job, maybe have my own business. And now what I'm giving back to the cause is not my own, but it's from God. We have to think about that, that it's not about the quantity, as I said in the beginning. It's not about how much I have given of myself, of my wealth, of my time, of my talent. It's with what intention am I giving that back to the community, to the society? And the second point that we get from this, from the commentators on this particular theme, ahsanu amalan, the best of actions, is that what am I sending forth for my own book of deeds? Right, what that I will reap on the day of judgment. Because again, it's not about how much of anything that I've done, it's about with what intention I did something. You could have two people standing for prayers in a mosque. They could be wearing the same clothing, have performed the exact same wudu to prepare for the prayers. They could be reciting the exact same chapters of the Quran, the surahs, performing everything exactly the same in a mosque. Identical twins performing the exact same prayer with all the other prerequisites exact. One may receive a reward of paradise. One may receive the fires of hell. Why would that be? The person who would receive the reward of paradise, he or she prayed solely for the sake of God, to thank God, to appreciate God. The other person may be praying right next to them, twin brothers or twin sisters, but they're praying to show off to the masses. They're praying to boast to the people of how religious they are. And so it's not about, again, the quantity, it's about the quality of the act of worship. When it comes to the practical application of this verse and its understanding in terms of leadership and management, we have to realize the fact that even at work, it's, yes, obviously we have, we have time limits, we have to finish things, you know, there are projects which have to be done in a certain time, we can't extend that. And so sometimes we are forced to work quick to get something done. But at the same time, we need to realize, even at work, where we have deadlines and commitments to meet, that it's not about how much work you finish at the end of the day. It's not about how much you completed at work. Obviously, you have to get work done. But it's about the quality of work. What good is it to finish a project, you know, that should take you 3 months to finish it in a month, if the client turns around and rejects it and doesn't approve of it, and you have to go back and redo the entire project? Yes, you finished it in terms of the quantity of work done, but quality was not there. And so as managers, as leaders at home and the mosque at work, we have to realize that it's important, yes, to get work done. We should never procrastinate. We should never delay in getting things done. But at the same time, it's about the quality of the work. Everything a Muslim does should be based on quality. Even as something as trivial, we can say, as digging a grave, as burying somebody, the entire process needs to be done with quality, with care, with concern, with love. And we have hadith to back this up. But if the hadith tell us that even digging a grave should be done in the best possible way and based on quality, then what about everything else in life? What about our day-to-day actions? What about our studies, our schoolwork, our community work? All of this needs to be done with quality in mind. Quality should be job number one, not getting the job done. As we conclude, we ask God to bless us in this month of Ramadan and give us the ability to work the best of actions in the best of ways and to earn the best of rewards from Him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.